T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, see, there you go.
Come on. Ooh, what? I love that little.
Did you like that? Yeah, that's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty. Hey, Jill, how you doing?
Hi, that was fantastic.
Let's go here just for a minute. This morning on the way in, actually, I heard a business report. And I think the futures at one point, the Dow, were down 700 points.
Well, wait, I've got new breaking news for you.
Go.
It's now 800.
Oh,
This is all coronavirus.
Yeah, I've got this thing from Goldman Sachs, okay? Mm. And basically they tweeted this out yesterday or reported this yesterday. But they're saying that coronavirus supply chain inventory could create a problem. And since China does a lot of the manufacturing in the world, that could create problems, I suppose, Jer.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Of course, we know that there were always going to be issues around the China part of it.
Right.
Now what appears to be happening is that over the weekend, when we had a spike of, you know, fewer than a dozen cases in Italy to 150 cases in Italy, mm-hmm. and that then we saw that spread from that big church in South Korea,
right.
Now you're talking about South Korea and Italy.
Whoa.
Or Europe,
yeah.
And this is starting to freak out a lot of investors. I think that they may have woken up this morning early or maybe overnight and went to the markets and sold. They said, hey, who needs this? Why am I waiting around to see what happens next? Let's sit it out. You and I, we're not going to do that. You know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
We're going to take Warren Buffett's advice.
Oh, let's go with that. Yes, please.
Okay. The Oracle of Omaha, as he is called, released his annual letter on Saturday.
Okay.
I love this letter so much. I actually said to my dogs, calm down. You're not going out till I read this letter. It was amazing. But I'll tell you what's really, take a piece of this letter and take it to heart, especially on a day like today.
Go.
You know, Buffett basically writes in the letter that he had a bad year last year, but he's talking about stocks, right? And he says that a combination of a low interest rate environment and rock bottom corporate tax rates makes stocks the most attractive asset class over the long term, or at least as rules are today. Mm-hmm. But he says, ready for this quote? He says, but that rosy prediction comes with a warning.
What?
Anything can happen to stock prices tomorrow. Occasionally, there will be major drops in the market.
Oh.
Huh. How about that? He says, equities will be the much better long-term choice for the individual who does not use borrowed money, we don't do that, and who can control his or her emotions. Meaning, if you wake up today and you feel like you want to sell, it's okay to feel that. But if you do sell, you are asking for a problem. You're in it for the long term. Just channel Warren Buffett and say, I'm a long-term investor. I don't have to worry about today.
What's the price of a share of Berkshire Hathaway now?
Gosh, I don't know what the per share price is right now, but I will say this. Last year was a terrible year.
Oh.
Berkshire had an 11% return, and that compares with just about a third of the S&P 500. The S&P was about 30% return with dividends. Now, the thing is, the reason why they underperformed at Berkshire Hathaway, when I say they, it's just Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, his partner, they had a whole bunch of money in cash. Why did they have money in cash? They had money in cash because they couldn't find a big acquisition target that they thought was fairly priced.
Okay. So they own furniture, they own railroads, they own a bunch of stuff,
yeah,
right?
Dairy Queen,
big
banks, big position in Apple, huge position in Apple, and he loves financial services.
Okay.
He did one little thing. I don't want to be nitpicky, but let me be nitpicky because he's so great.
So
okay.
Like you, yes.
He says, look, the reason why we have money in cash is because, you know, we have to have these, there are three things that they want in a potential acquisition. They have to have good returns on their, you know, on their money. They have to be run by able and honest managers, and they have to be available at a sensible price. Well, obviously, he hasn't found a sensible price. My nitpick, if you want to be run by an able and honest manager, I'm not sure why he still owns Wells Fargo. Friday, I don't know if you caught that, Wells Fargo. $3 billion settlement with the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Let's, one other thing you were talking about, Dad, and by the way, Jill has a newsletter, she has a newsletter herself, but you can also go to her website, jillonmoney.com, and read some of the stuff that she's been pondering over
the past. A free newsletter, Ray. Free.
Okay, I'm sorry. But this is a question that comes up all the time. You're talking about debt and, you know, finance and all that. One of the questions you've dealt with, should you pay off the mortgage? And a lot of people, when they retire, you know, they say, oh, well, let's pay this mortgage off. At least we'll have a house. What do you think?
Well, it depends on everyone's particular situation, but I would just warn you that when you pay off a mortgage, especially one with a low interest rate, you are now taking that liquidity, that money that's available to you, and you're popping it down on the mortgage. And it feels good. I get that it feels good. However, remember, you don't have access to that money. What if you got sick? What if you needed that money to do something? What if? So I think you should be very careful not to soak up liquidity, meaning if you got piles and piles of cash floating around, you want to pay down your mortgage, fine. But if all of your money's in a retirement account, and then maybe you've got, let's just make it up, $50,000 in a savings account, and you say to me, call me up and you say, I want to use the 50 grand and pay off my $50,000 mortgage, I say, don't do it.
Okay.
Keep that emergency reserve and keep some money floating around. You don't know what's going to happen. And when you're not earning income, it is awfully hard later in life to find money quickly.
Okay. Any numbers we need to be worried about this week or concerned?
I'm worried about the one that I'm staring at on my screen right now. Dow implied open. No. You know what? No, this is not going to be a big week. There's going to be a second estimate of GDP, and it's going to be close to where the first estimate was, about 2.1% growth here in the U.S. I think we're just going to keep an eye on how the virus is spreading and really whether it's causing significant disruption or if this is just emotional.
By the way, do they still do the halt trading things when it drops
a certain level? Yeah, it's going to be five. That's like a fourth, probably a 5,000. I bet the trigger's at four or 5,000. So thankfully, far from that right now. But thanks for putting the hex on us, Ray.
I'm sorry. You can listen to Jill any Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. Jill, thanks for all this.
Take care.
Good talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.